This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
If you or a loved one is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction and are serious about getting help, call us now at 855-820-2797. You can get clean and sober in as little as 7 days. Your insurance company may cover 100% of all costs with little to no out-of-pocket expenses. Our trained addiction specialists are available 24/7 and all calls are free and confidential. Just call us at 855-820-2797. How much longer are you going to suffer with addiction? Let us find you the best treatment center that fits your unique needs. Call us now at 855-820-2797.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
This was our next Supreme Court justice being questioned by Dick Durbin in a tense moment yesterday.
Well, the point I made is...
They're people.
Oh, and of course. You know, but what you said earlier was that you have a record of speaking out, standing up for those minorities who you believe are not being treated fairly. Can you point to statements or cases you've ruled on relative to that class?
Senator, I've tried to treat each case and each person as a person, not of this kind of person, not of that kind of person, a person.
Amen.
Equal justice under law. It is a radical promise in the history of mankind.
Does that refer to sexual orientation as well?
Senator, the Supreme Court of the United States has held that single-sex marriage is protected by the Constitution.
Judge, would you agree that if an employer were to ask female job applicants about their family plans but not male applicants, that would be evidence of sex discrimination prohibited by Title VII of the Civil Rights Act?
Good God. Senator, I'd agree with you. It's highly inappropriate.
You don't believe it's prohibited?
Senator, it sounds like a potential hypothetical case that might be a case or controversy I might have to decide, and I wouldn't want to prejudge it sitting here at the confirmation table. I can tell you it would be inappropriate.
Do you believe that there are ever situations where the cost to an employer of maternity leave can justify an employer asking only female applicants and not male applicants about family plans?
Senator, those are not my words, and I would never have said them.
I didn't say that. I asked you if you agreed with the statement.
And I'm telling you I don't.
Did you ask your students in class that day to raise their hands if they knew of a woman who had taken maternity benefits from a company and then left the company after having a baby?
No, Senator, and I'd be delighted to actually clear this up.
Please.
Because the first I heard of this was the night before my confirmation hearing. And we talk about the pros and the cons in a Socratic dialogue so that they can think through for themselves how they might answer that very difficult question. And, Senator, I do ask for a show of hands, not about the question you asked, but about the following question. And I ask it of everybody. How many of you have had questions like this asked of you in the employment environment? An inappropriate question about your family planning.
Is it really inappropriate to ask a woman and not a man, since a woman is the one who's going to have the baby? And it's probably 90% of people, of all people who take maternity leave, are women. I mean, I guess men can now, but do they?
Yeah, they
do.
Does
it ever happen?
Yeah, they do.
It's rare.
It is rare, but they do.
You've got to believe it's rare. I mean, you can't say it's inappropriate to ask a woman and not a man about maternity leave.
I mean, Jeffy was calling Amber from work and saying, hey, how's it going at the hospital?
I didn't realize you could take the time off. I've got to rethink this.
Let me go to Kelly Shackelford. Kelly, yesterday I thought he was... phenomenal. 11 hours of being hammered and not a single feather unruffled.
Yeah, I felt like if it was a fight, they would have called it very early. You know, if anything, it makes the Democrats who are really trying to get him look kind of foolish over and over and over again. You wonder when they'll want to stop looking foolish. But, going into this, we already knew the whole narrative was just bizarre. I mean, he's had almost 3,000 opinions, and 99% of those opinions, he's been in the majority. To make him an extremist, which is what they were trying to do, I mean, there's just no way that it fits with any reality. And so now people see that. They see what a humble, very bright, they see a judge who's going to restrain himself, who doesn't want to take over power, who doesn't want to be the legislature, who simply wants to do his darndest to follow the law. And that's what we're looking for in our judges. So I think it's a home run, and I just wonder how long they're going to keep this show going before they realize, you know, this is really not getting us anywhere.
Kelly Shackford runs a religious law watchdog group and has done some amazing things. Currently, you can go to TrumpNominee.com and get all of the information on what's happening at the hearings. You can get the live coverage and commentary along the way. If you want to know everything you need to know about this nominee, go to TrumpNominee.com. Kelly, the... As they were hitting him, and I thought he responded perfectly and reasonably every single time. He's got another 11 hours to go today, does he not?
He does, yeah. They get their second round of questions, so they get to come back around for their second shot. But again, I think they got to realize they've got a preview of how that's going to go, so you wonder. I really feel like, Glenn, what they're doing is these are Democrats that are sort of going through some motions to make their base happy because they really know this is not going to get them anywhere. But it's one of those things when you go for such an extreme base, when most of the country looks at this guy and goes, oh, this is the kind of guy we want to be a judge. He's very mild-mannered. He's very bright. He's very capable. I mean, even the ABA gave him their highest rating. That just shows that I don't care who the nominee would be, this would be happening. And it really is sort of blowing their credibility for the next one, in my opinion, because if they're against Gorsuch, they're going to be against anybody Trump picks, no matter really what perspective they come from.
It's really I would imagine that it bothers anybody who plays politics as a game that Trump, you know, had done the whole, you know, Fox News, you know, Russia's definitely spying on us through England, because really the first day and a half of this testimony was eaten up and overshadowed by that. This is really good for the conservatives to see, and I'm not sure this is the thing that everybody's talking about.
No, I think you're right, and I don't think the media necessarily wants it to be talked about as much either.
I agree.
They definitely have not highlighted this, and yet this is, I think, much more important than the other things they're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
As far as what's really long term.
What we have facts on. We don't. I mean, this whole Russia thing. When we get the facts, let's talk about it. Up until
exactly.
Then, what are we doing?
I mean, the overwhelming thing here is this has nothing to do with Neil Gorsuch. It has nothing to do whether he's qualified or whether he should be the Supreme Court justice. It has to do with what Democrats believe can do the most damage at any particular moment. And right now they're picking Trump and wiretapping instead of the Supreme Court,
yes.
Which to me is a really good thing.
Yeah, move on.
Keep going.
Move on. Any doubt that he's going to be confirmed?
Not in my mind, and I think it's going to be soon. I mean, I think it'll be in time to hear arguments in late April, which there are some big cases to be heard in late April. So I think he's going to be on, and he's going to be on the court to decide this travel ban issue, I bet, when it arises as well. So I think he's going to be on quickly, and absent some shocker today, which, again, watching him and how he did yesterday, I think it's very unlikely that any shocker is going to occur.
Kelly, can you give me the strongest argument against the travel ban?
I don't find a lot of strong arguments against it because of the separation of powers issues. I mean, this is a power that the president has, and you have additionally a congressional statute where Congress said, we want the president to have this power. So it's like, you know, you've got two of the three branches of government that really have this power, and then you've got the courts coming in to think they can take it over. It's just not a power that they have to do. The arguments they're making are, I mean, the one of the main arguments is that these people are being banned solely because of their religion. Well, that's not what the order says. And so what they're doing is they're going back and looking at what candidate Trump said, and they're using that to say, well, that's really his purpose. That's really his motivation. And again, that's not the type of thing that good judges do. good judges don't go back and try to recreate what they think the motivation of the President of the United States is when it's in writing exactly what he's doing and why. So I think the ultimate problem is going to be the Constitution and where this power resides to make these decisions. And I think there's tremendous deference has to be given to the president when you have both the presidential power and the congressional power in his side.
Kelly, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. You want to follow everything that is happening, go to TrumpNominee.com, TrumpNominee.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit BlazeHero.com. That's BlazeHero.com.